There may be some people in our audience that are new to what we just did, the beginning part of what we just did. This is sacred mantras for purification. The three mantras chanted at the beginning, Om Apavitra Pavitrova Saravastam Gatopiba Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Abhyantara Suchihi. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. This is a Vedic mantra which indicates that just by remembrance of the lotus-eyed Pundarik Aksha, the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, one becomes fixed in transcendence, or situated in transcendence, or freed from the contaminations of material existence. Pavitra means purified, and apavitra, not purified. And sarvam vastam gatopiva, etc., everything in between. All varieties of existence between purified and unpurified. Yasmaret Pundarikaksham, just by remembering the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, takes one beyond the position of fear, bhaya. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So the Achman of water and sipping of water and saying names of Vishnu. Om Keshavayam Namaha, Om Narayan Naya Namaha, Madhavaya Namaha. Names of the Supreme Lord, calling the names of the Supreme Lord, one becomes situated in the position of abhaya, beyond the position of fear. Because in this world, everything is impermanent. I remember going on a train ride with a godbrother, Rupanuga Prabhu, or something to do with a government office and registering something or other, and we're riding in the subway. He leaned over. He said, they have no idea where they're going. They think they're going from this stop to that stop on the train, but they never know if they're going to make it. It's actually a position of fearfulness. As long as one is identifying with the temporary, it's for sure and certain it's going to change. And it's also for sure and certain it's going to end. This body is going to end. Whatever, the subway is going to end. Material existence is going to end. For sure and certain. And when that will happen, there is uncertainty. So therefore, there's always fear. One of the japa retreats that we had, and the devotees are writing their sankalpa, their intention. One devotee wrote, I wish to come to the position of fearlessness. Means shelter of the eternal. Because anything where there's shelter of the temporary is a position of fearfulness. So, sabhaya abhyantara suchihi. The chanting of the name takes one, carries one to that position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The beginning part of the verse is very famous. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. During this age of Kali, the form of Krishna is his name. Kali Kali, Namarupi, Krishna avatar. Krishna descends in the previous age in his form as Shyamasundara, Krishna, and performs wonderful pastimes in Braja. And in this age, Krishna descends in the form of his holy name. And then the other part of that verse, Nama Haite Hayasarva Jagat Nistar. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. Delivered from what? Delivered from bondage, delivered from the material condition of life. It's the 4th of July, Independence Day, the day to chant the holy name. There's some other people doing other things than chanting the holy name. And therefore that position of independence is a false independence. Is it not? Who can say we are independent? I declare independence. Well, maybe independence from the rule of the British and then rule of someone else. But ultimately the rule of, we're in the kingdom of Maya. The prison house of Durga. In fact, that's what her name means. Prison house. We're in the prison house of Durga. We can claim our independence all we like. We're not. We're bound. But the position of taking care of, by calling his name, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. At least the platform of deliverance is there. We're all bound by karma and guna. We're discussing, Mataji was asking that question sitting over here by the Vyasasan this morning. What's our real personality? Well, it's not the one that's covering us now, any more than the body is our real identity. The personality, the traits of any one of us is not our real identity. It's not even close. It's the modes of nature and karma. And the modes of nature have everyone bound. There's a whole chapter dedicated in Bhagavad Gita to the modes of nature. In fact, of the five topics that are discussed in Bhagavad Gita, the one that has more verses describing that topic than any other topic is the modes of nature. It's a big, big item in the conditioning influence for the living entity. In fact, Krishna declares at towards the end of chapter 14 that where is that living entity? All living entities are captured and bound by the modes of nature, but there are some very few that are freed from the modes of nature. So Arjuna wants to know, what are the symptoms of such a person? And most importantly, how do they get there? How do we become free from the influence of the modes of nature? So we can say by chanting Hare Krishna. Well, we're chanting Hare Krishna. Do you know anybody that's free from the modes of nature? We're chanting Hare Krishna. But the full shelter of the holy name isn't being taken. There's fences chanting, and so along with the act of chanting comes the necessity of avoiding offenses. And we've been discussing this during the day. We'll be discussing some more tomorrow. We'll discuss a little bit right now. The conclusion of that chapter, Mam Chayo Vyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatityaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Brahma Bhuyaya. When it once comes to the platform of Brahman, when we engage ourselves in avyavichari bhakti. Avyavichari is a nice adjective. Bhakti we know, devotional service. Devotional service. Devotional service is avyavichari, unmixed, undivided, untainted. Simply for Krishna. And the chanting of the holy name regularly and constantly brings about just that contact with the Supreme Pure, helps us become pure. Of course, with a small item of without offense. Without offense. So, carefully guarding against the offenses, associating, and as we've been discussing, associating with proper respect for for other living entities. We'll hear some more about this tomorrow. With proper respect for other living entities. And striving to be situated in our relationship with Krishna as we're engaging in our activities, trying to serve Krishna. So, one of the necessary ingredients for all of that wonderful outcome to transpire is a desire, according to Rupa Goswami, to come to that position of devotional service. The requirement is an eagerness, a desire, a sincere desire to be situated in our relationship with Krishna, to be engaged in service to Krishna. Sincere, that's the only eligibility. Like Om Pavitra Apavitra, purified or unpurified. Well, I'm not purified, I'm not so qualified. That's all right. Lord Chaitanya is most merciful. Please take the holy name. And one will take the holy name properly if there's some sincere desire. Even if it's just accidental, there's purification, but sincere desire is required. And when that sincere desire is there, tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama. Jigyasu means inquisitive. Ask questions. About what? The price of rice? What's on the stock market? Who won the baseball game? What's the latest, whatever it is? What's going on in some crazy part of the Middle East today? Or Shreya Uttama, the ultimate welfare of the living entity. Such a person, according to scripture, such a person is eligible and actually requires a spiritual master. And prapadyeta should submit and surrender at that, in that spot, in that location, in that place. Shabde parecha nishna tam brahmani upashamashrayam. Shabde pare indicates the qualification of the person to surrender. The person who has shabda means sound vibration that's heard through the ear. Shabde pare, transcendental sound vibration. They're fixed in transcendental knowledge. Shabde pare chanishnatam. And those who they interact with by hearing their sound vibration, it can remove doubts. Shabde pare chanishnatam. Brahmani upashramashrayam. They're fixed so much so that temporary, worldly concerns are cast far away. Upashramashrayam. They're not pursuing the illusory pleasures of life or attractions of life. The glitter gold, Prabhupada calls it. No, thank you. Because I'm very busy. I'm very active and searching inquisitively for the connection with my relationship with Krishna. And those things that are going to help me in my relationship with Krishna, easily, eagerly accept them. And things that don't enhance that relationship with Krishna, the interest fades. It pales. The problem is we keep continuing to invest consciousness in asat, in the temporary. So it looks real, like it's really important. We shouldn't be negligent in ordinary affairs of life. That's not what a Vaishnava is supposed to do. But placing great importance in the temporary is not what a Vaishnava does. They maintain in a practical way, but their primary interest is in sat, in their relationship with Krishna, the need of the soul, making sure that the nourishment of the soul is going on in a strong way, And from that spiritual well-being, material well-being will follow. Not neglecting it, but not heavily investing in it either. Tad vijnanartham sagaram eva abhigacchet samatpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. I like referring to these verses because Prabhupada referred to these verses at initiation times. I like following Prabhupada. It's very nice. Tad vijnanartham sagaram eva abhigacchet. It's imperative. It's necessary. It's not optional. If one wishes to come to the stage of transcendental realization, transcendental knowledge about the absolute, one must go to the spiritual master. We can't rely on our senses or our mind. Pratyaksha or Anuman. We can't rely on those sources of knowledge. It's descending. And descending channel is through the disciplic succession. It's through the current link. And within ISKCON are even the current links today, and next generation and next generation will make their connection with our founder Acharya. That's what ISKCON is. He is the founder Acharya. It's such an important concept or reality that one of our leading Vaishnavas, Rabindra Saruprabhu, has written a whole book, a little booklet, on the meaning of founder Acharya, so that when we're gone, Prabhupada's disciples are gone, and you're the ones holding the bag, or making the show go forward, you'll have this wonderful book that they've shipped from India, and they're now in New Jersey, and as soon as we send them the shipping cost, they'll ship them over here and we'll make them available to you all. They're already paid for, just the shipping has to be paid. And it explains Prabhupada's unique position. The meaning of the term founder Acharya, it's an English term and a Sanskrit term. Certainly there's Acharya available, that the term Acharya is a very common term in India. The word it founder Acharya. Of course there's a Sanskrit word, Samstapaka Acharya. But the word the Prabhupada used was founder Acharya. Anyway, so that you read the book and you'll find out where that term comes from. And the significance of it, because in the book, I'll leave you curious what the book says. The book explains there was a period in the history of Bhaktisiddhanta's preaching that he, following the inspiration of his father Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which was following the inspiration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the holy name should be heard in every town and village in the world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to send Lord Chaitanya's teachings all around the world, so he did that in the form of a book. And he wanted Bhaktisiddhanta to send disciples around the world. But before sending them, the plan was that some of the leading sannyasis would go to England. But before sending them, he wanted like a elite, comprehensive, thorough description of who is Lord Chaitanya, what his teachings are. So there was an associate, Bhaktisiddhanta, whose name was Professor Sanyal, and he had an initiated name which I don't recall. But he was a professor in some university in Orissa. And brilliant. In fact, the two, Bhaktisiddhanta and Professor Sanyal, Professor Sanyal would write something, Bhaktisiddhanta would edit it. Bhaktisiddhanta would edit, Professor Sanyal would edit it. You know, they were like a team, a tag team, transcendental tag team. And Professor Sunyal was commissioned by Bhaktisiddhanta to write this book, Lord Chaitanya. And in that book, Lord Chaitanya, this term, founder Acharya, appears. And the significance of the term. And it's weighty, which in Bhaktisiddhanta approved it. You know, the term and the meaning, the portend of the term, founder Acharya. And Prabhupada accepted that responsibility and title for ISKCON. So we're members of ISKCON, whoever this generation, next many, many, many generations that are part of ISKCON, he remains the founder Acharya. The very simple way that Prabhupada put it was, in the future, there may be many Acharyas, but there's only one founder Acharya. So our teachings must be in fidelity with his teachings. So those that are Jigyasu Shreya Uttama, they must, inquisitive into the absolute truth, they must take this position of the Prabhupada's teachings and his Bhaktivedanta purports, etc. Samat Pani is the next phrase. Samat Pani. Pani means hand. And carrying firewood, like the yajna, there's some little sticks in the middle of that. So, gathering the wood for the fire, just like Krishna did for Sandipani Muni. Krishna was engaged. Prahlad, sit still. Krishna was engaged in gathering wood for the yajna of Sandipani Muni, although he's God. And the Brahmana son, or friend, Sudama Brahman. They were a Brahmana and Krishna himself were Samatpani. They were engaged in the service of their teacher. Menial service is the meaning. Hearing and being prepared to take up menial service. Menial, whatever it is, any service. Any service. In the mood of service. To carry out the wishes of the spiritual master. He who is giving transcendental knowledge and lifting one from the position of darkness. Because without that transcendental, without that descending knowledge, it's darkness. It's speculation, mind, or the senses trying to perceive that which is beyond the senses is not possible. For by descending knowledge is possible. Shrotriyam brahmanishtam, that which has been heard and of the nature of transcendence. Brahma nishtam. Nishtam means fixed, firm faith in that position of transcendence. That combination makes for the potential, at least, combination for spiritual progress. So these devotees have been practicing Krishna consciousness for some time in that same way. And you can now declare your independence from dependence on the temporary arrangements of material nature for happiness and dependence upon the Supreme Lord and his service for everything that we have, whatever it is that we need. Again, a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna promises for those who have that position in relation to me, ananyas chintayantomam yejana pariyupasate tesham nityabhayuktanam. What's the last line? Yoga kshema vaham yaham. Nice verse to learn. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ananya means undivided, no other. Chinta is consciousness. Mam, those whose consciousness is fixed upon me. Ye jana paryupasate. They're always engaging in my devotional service with their consciousness fixed upon me. Tesham satata yuktanam, those are engaged in that manner, yoga kshema vaham yaham, personally, aham, first person singular, Krishna, not his energies or somebody else, hey, you take care of this, they're a nice devotee. Krishna personally sees to it. It's very, devotional service is personal. But Krishna sees that whatever it is that we need, not what we want, what we need, we have. And that which you have, he preserves. If something you don't need, he may take it away. But something you need, he'll make sure you have it. You may not have the latest telephone or tablet or computer or something or other, gizmo. But that which you need, Krishna will see that you have it. And that which you have, Krishna will preserve. And he does it personally. This is our process of devotional service. It's a relationship, as we've been discussing. A direct relationship with Krishna. And it begins, our process begins with chanting. And here this is initiation into the chanting of the holy name. So I encourage you to very carefully observe avoiding the offenses against chanting of the holy name, particularly as we've been speaking, the inattentiveness when chanting, and inattentiveness certainly will follow when there's a lack of regard for other, proper regard for other living entities, particularly devotees. The mind becomes disturbed and that occupies the mind instead of Krishna. Being anxious for being recognized by others, honored by others. One's mind is not pure when you can't chant the holy name properly. If there's an absence of humility, these same points we've been discussing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings give us that standard and also the means. We call out for the blessings of Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas for that capacity. So continue to strive like that very, very carefully. Krishna will help you. He'll hear your call. Just like he heard the call of the residents of Braja when Aristasura came. Krishna! Krishna! Krishna came at once. Don't be afraid. And protected them. Easily. Dismissed that nasty creature, Aristasura. Krishna's easy. For us, it's a struggle. For Krishna, it's easy. Take shelter of Krishna. Okay, so we'll do the next part, the taking of vows. I think we'll start over here. Sampath and Glenn, can you come over here and in front of Prabhupada's Vyasa-san and offer obeisances? Come here. Don't put your back to the Vyasa-san. Come over this way. Face this way. Very good. Okay. So, your vows. Well, let me ask you the question before you speak, okay? How many rounds do you chant each day? 16 rounds minimum. More is okay, too. And the rules that you follow? Okay. And you'll very carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. I was trying to think of a nice name because he likes book distribution so much. Book Distribution Das. But it's not... Doesn't work. So I found a very nice name of Lord Chaitanya, who inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. And it starts with an S. And it's not Sachinandana either. Sundarananda Das, as you know.
Sundarananda Das Prabhu Ki Jai!
You can call him Sankirtan Das if you like. But Sundarananda is a very nice name. Would you like a nice name? How old is your son? Around 34. His son is already initiated. Son before the father. The son is the father in this case. But where did you get the book from him, or he gave the book to you? I mean, you gave the book to him. You got the Gita many years before. Your son found it on your bookshelf and started reading and said, "Hey, Krishna," something like that. Oh, independently. You got it first, but he read it first.
I had it, and I read it, and I got to page 157, and I was stuck.
You got stuck. What happened on 157? Bubblegum or what?
In the modes of
nature. Oh. But then your son raced ahead of you, and you said, "Wait a minute, this is really good. Dad, this is really good. You should read it."
Every day from Japan, when it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and we talked for almost a year.
2 o'clock his time or your time?
Our time.
And you turned 2 o'clock in the morning your time, he would call you.
Yeah.
That was very considerate. Every day for a year, discuss Bhagavad Gita. You became convinced, huh? You got past the page 157? Okay.
And one day I thought, I wonder what's around here, so I went to the computer and typed in, Fishcat Chicago. Boom.
And here he is. Because of his health condition, Bhakta Glenn has been basing himself in a warm, dry climate. Not a warm, dry climate. A roasting, hot, dry climate called Phoenix, Arizona. And some of your friends from Phoenix came too. And some of your friends are still... Devyusham probably has a... He's online watching or something. I think the cameras are going so you can show him pictures. Devyusham, Haribo. That's the head pujari in the Phoenix Temple. Okay, so how many rounds you'd like to chant every day?
At least
16. Do you have a practice on Ekadasi? You chant more?
Yes.
Yes, what's your practice?
32.
Or more? Okay, well, you don't need to take a vow, just I'm curious. Okay, I hope your health holds up. Krishna willing. Haribo. The rules that you'll
follow.
Okay. And fish and eggs are okay, right? Usually they say also meat, fish and eggs. You like fish and eggs or something? All right. Only Krishna Prasadam. Haribo. And Srila Prabhupada's teachings will be carefully followed by you for the balance of your long life. Okay. Your initiated name is?
Gadadhar Das.
Gadadhar Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you. Now there's, I want you to come up. There's Gadadhar Pandit in our Panchatattva, and there's Gadadhar Das. Of course, Gadadhar can refer to either. Sometimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, just by saying Gadadhar, it means Gadadhar Pandit. But your name is Gadadhar Das. You can find out about his life. He's a wonderful Vaishnava. Yeah? He sent me his autobiography the other day, so you know, like, you know, from a long history of at least involvement in Krishna consciousness. And supported very nicely in your Krishna consciousness by Prema Gandhi and Sachin Kumar. Okay, so how many rounds you'll chant on these beads every day? Okay, and the rules that you'll follow? And you like fish and eggs too, huh? No meat, fish, or eggs, right? Okay, good. Yeah, okay. And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. Yes? Initiated name is? Rohini Nandana Das.
Rohini Nandana Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
That's the name of Balaram, because the mother of Balaram is Rohini, and Rohini Nandana is Balaram. Where's your son? Where is that beautiful boy? There he is. Okay. Do you ever stop? Do you ever cry? Sometimes. When he's asleep, he cries. Otherwise, he's smiling. You have such a nice smile. A little mischievous, too. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay, and the rules that you'll follow? Let's go back to the first one again. No meat, fish, or eggs. Okay. Okay, very good. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings, yes? The initiated name is Lileshwari Devi Das.
Lileshwari Devi Dasi Mataji Ki Jai Ho.
Sounds like Subal.
Okay. I didn't force me to do it, okay. Guru Maharaj.
Now, Richa is here, right? Okay, she made it. All right. Good to see you again. Hare Krishna. All the way from California, just for this. Okay, so how many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay, and the rules that you'll follow? And? All right. And? Okay. Okay. And 16 rounds a day, minimum? All right. And Srila Prabhupada's teachings will be guiding you for the rest of your life, yes? Initiated name is Kripamoya Das.
Kripamoya Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
He's our sound effects man. You got a job. Hiding behind Govinda. No good. Your smile is too big to hide behind Govinda. Okay. So how many rounds you'll chant every day, Anju? And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Yeah? Rest of your life. Very good. Initiated name is Adi Shakti Devi
Dasi. Adi Shakti Devi Dasi Mataji Ki Jai.
That's the name of, you could say the name of Srimati Radharani. It's the name of the internal potency of Krishna. So now we'll have the yajna.